God ministered to me that so many Christians or believers, they do not understand that they have the power, that Jesus has deposited the power inside of them. They don't understand, or they don't have any clue that Jesus has deposited power inside of them. So therefore, they are always like, the Bible says in Acts 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will be my witnesses, telling people everywhere about me in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So therefore, even though they have been saved, but they do not understand that Jesus of great value inside of them. So the devil, which is a liar, all he wants is to keep them in bondage. Because he knows the more that you are ignorant about the truth, the more you don't know the truth, guess what? Your life will be miserable. And you won't be able to enjoy the life that God has wants you, the life that God wants you to enjoy, because you don't have any clue who you are in Christ. So now, the Bible says in John 8 also, verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Set you free. So if the truth shall set you free, right, I have to say in this truth, because the moment the devil knows that you know the truth, he is in trouble. You're going to hold on that truth, and then you're going to use that truth. So that's why a lot of Christians, they do not understand what position they are in Christ Jesus. Amen? So, it is our responsibility to ask God to open our eyes. To open our eyes so we can see and understand His Word. Because He is the only one who can reveal who He is to us. Amen? He is the only one who can do that. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10, but it was to us that God revealed this thing by His Spirit, for His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secret. So meaning, Jesus has already given to us another helper, which is the Holy Spirit. So anything that you don't understand in the Bible, you don't need somebody else to explain it to you, because you have the Holy Spirit in you. That's what I'm saying, like some of them don't understand the power that God has deposited in them. Why? Because they do not understand this thing. So the Holy Spirit is there to help us, to remind us of everything that Jesus has said to us. Amen? Because anything that you don't know is a mystery for you. It's a mystery. Why? Because it's become a secret. And the devil knows it, right? The devil knows it. So life, your life will be very miserable. The Lord ministered to me that being miserable, that doesn't mean only having sickness. That doesn't mean like you are sick physically. That's not depression. Depression, loneliness, right? Depression, loneliness, addiction, all of that, they are not from God, right? They are not from God. Because a lot of people, right, they have a lot of money, but they are miserable. They are miserable. So those believers, they are always someone to lay hand of them, or a place where they are doing a miracle, because they don't understand that they have power also. They do not understand that. So thank God for His mercy and His ways. None of us are like that this morning. Amen. None of us, because we are all mature and strong Christians in the presence of God. So now my question is, why there are so many especially in the body of Christ. Why are so many people sick? Like, when I was like writing this down, the Lord ministered to me that it doesn't make sense that Jesus wants to save us, right? He came on earth to die for us, to give us life. And at the same time, he said, okay, Daphne, it is okay for you to be sick. It doesn't make sense. Because Jesus came, right? He died for us. He paid it all. He forgave our sins. Not only our sins, but also he healed us from anything that prevent us to enjoy our life. Amen? Maybe like we're going to say this morning, it is the will of God. It is one. It is not the will of God for us. It is not the will of God to not perfect, to not be perfect, to be in the perfection that God wants us to be. It is not the will of God. I'm going to show you that. So, the Lord minister again, like, that's why we need to renew our mind into the Word of God, right? For us to be able to understand and to know what the Lord says about us. When you renew your mind, when you know what the truth is, when you know what the Lord says about you, your action will be different. Your action will be different. Amen? Because like in Romans 12 verse 2, the Bible says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, good, pleasant, and perfect will. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, good, pleasant, and perfect will. It is not because everybody is behaving some way. We have to be the same way too, because we have something else in us. We have Jesus in us. We cannot be conformed to the pattern of this world, but it comes by revelation. It comes by understanding of who you are in Christ. So therefore, the world won't have power over you, but you will have power over the world. The Bible says, like, for God so loved us, right? In John 3, verse 16, God loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for you and I, so we can have eternal life. Is it sickness part of this eternal life? No. Sickness cannot be part of this eternal life. Why? Because eternal life brings joy, right? It brings peace. It brings the faithfulness of God in our lives. So therefore, sickness, it is not the will of God. Because sickness, it destroys your joy in your body. Right? So, to experience this eternal life, it's only through the love of God. To experience this eternal life that we are talking about is only when you understand the love of God. Hallelujah. And it begins now. The eternal life that we are preaching, it begins now. Is it not until you die that you're going to experience this eternal life? It is now. Now. The moment that you have given your life to Christ, this eternal life is now. So therefore, anything that eternal life brings, I have to enjoy it, because it is a package. It doesn't only come, I'm saved and I'm good. No, joy is my portion. Faithfulness is my portion. Peace is my portion. I want out of sickness and this body, because it's the temple of God. So therefore, anything that this eternal life brings, I have to rejoice in the name of Jesus. The Bible says it again in John 17, verse 3. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom I have sent. This eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and the more you will know God, and the more you know God, the more you will be part of this eternal life. Because it is only through Jesus Christ, right? When you the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have seen. Amen? So, when you believe in Christ, the gift of eternal life begins through salvation. It begins through salvation. Jesus died for us once for all, right? He paid the price. He purchased our freedom by his blood. He made us free from anything would prevent us to enjoy this eternal life. Is it not only for our sin? It's for everything. In the Bible says in 9 Peter 2 verse 24, he himself bore our sin and his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wound you have been healed. So meaning, when God sees you, he sees Jesus in you, therefore you are righteous, therefore you are just, not because of what your own doing, not because you are a good person, not because you are quiet, not because you are humble, just because of Jesus in you. So therefore, you can come to God boldly. You don't have to wait like to pray 10 times a day to go to God, but boldly. Every time you want it, and everywhere you go, you can go to God boldly and to his throne. Amen? So this can happen only when you choose to put your faith. When you choose to put your faith in Jesus Christ by his grace and by his love for you. So because of Jesus Christ, you have been approved, right? And you can approach God anytime, anywhere, wherever you want, whenever you want it. God ministers to me again. When God sees you, he sees his perfection in you. And his perfection is Jesus. He doesn't see your weakness, but he sees like his perfection, who is Jesus Christ. So if God says, I am healthy, I am healthy. That's it. Right? If God says, I am healthy, I am healthy. And if God says, I am saved, I am saved. Simple. Just believe it. Just believe it. Because Jesus was willing to heal people during his ministry. Amen? He was willing to heal people. So it is not his will for us to live in sickness in this body. We're going to see that in Luke 5, verse 12. In one of the villages, Jesus met a man with an advanced case of leprosy. When the man saw Jesus, he bowed his face to the ground, begging to be healed. Lord, he said, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean. Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said, be healed. And instantly, the leprosy disappeared. So Jesus, his will is for us to be happy. How many of us like when our children life is sick? We don't like that, right? We are not happy to see our babies crying, no? So then it is the same way for Jesus. When we are sick, he is not happy because like he provided our healing already on the cross. Only you have to stretch your hand to believe it and to take it. Amen? The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 8, it is by grace that you have been saved, and it is a gift from God. It is by grace that you have been saved, and it is a gift from God. So meaning, it is by grace that you have been saved. You have been forgiven, and it is by grace also you have been healed. So therefore, you must enjoy your life in Christ. You must enjoy your life in Christ, and you don't have to work hard to Christ lives all the fullness of God. So now, where is Christ? In us. He lives all the fullness of Christ. Meaning I'm living also all the fullness of Christ. And what is the, what are like all the fullness of Christ? Is everything that is. His peace, his faithful, his faithfulness, joy, love, everything. All of them are in me. Right? Because in Christ. It's not in my power. It's not in my name that because I'm a pastor. No. Because of Jesus Christ. So, do you, like the question that I put down, do you know why we are still men? It's just because like we are still living in this flesh. Right? Because the Bible says we can we this flesh nothing, right? So that's why we are still living in this flesh. But thank God, He has given us the power to control it. He has given us the power over it. Amen? And if you understand, right, if you understand, like, the fullness of God, the only way to experience it is through Jesus Christ, right? So, let's read Ephesians 1 verse 7. Ephesians 1 verse 7. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. And forgave our sins. So meaning, it is through the blood of Jesus that our freedom was purchased. Anything that doesn't belong to his body can be cleaned by the blood of Jesus. We just sing it. We just sing it, right? By the blood of Jesus, I am healed. I am whole. He has made me whole and perfect. In Exodus also, Exodus 12 verse 13, God says to Moses, when I see the blood, I will do what? I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass the over you. So the blood of Jesus is our protection. By the blood of Jesus, we are protected. We don't need any other blood. Any blood. We used to use blood of animals. But the blood of Jesus now is perfect. We don't, it's once for all. We don't need any blood anymore. We just have to apply it and understand that the blood of Jesus has great value in the eyes of God. So therefore, we can't take the blood of Jesus for granted. Amen? We cannot take it for granted. Because the blood of Jesus is enough to protect us from any plague, any disease, any issue that the devil wants to bring in our lives. So the only thing is just like to believe it. Believe it. Because Jesus says like, I have come that they may have life, not death, that they may have life and have it to the full. So meaning I should enjoy my life. I have to see, as I have to see that it comes to pass in my life, to enjoy this life that Jesus wants me to have in abundance. Do you know why sickness doesn't come from God? Let's see that. We can see that in Genesis 1 verse 26. We know it. The Bible says like God says, Genesis 1 verse 26. God says, then God said, let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock and all over the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So if God says, like, let us create men in our own image, that means we are exactly like God. The image of God, we have the reflection like of God, right? Do you agree? We are His reflection. So God doesn't have sickness in Himself. He doesn't have any sickness in Himself because He is pure, holy, just, everything that is who I am. that is who I am. Amen. So today, like the Lord ministered again to me, today we are not only the image of God, but God is living in us. We are not only His image, but He is in us also. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 14, you can see that. God, and keep with the greatest care the precious and excellently adapted truth which has been entrusted to you by the help of the Holy Spirit, who makes His home in us. Who makes His home in us. So remember that we like to say everything is spiritual, right? Everything has a spirit behind it. Believe it or not, everything is spiritual. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, there is a spirit behind this thing. So, do you know sickness is an evil spirit? Yes, it is. He knows how to speak, he can hear, right? And Jesus used to chase them. We're going to read it quick. Luke 4, verse 33 to 37, to see that sickness is an evil spirit. And if we allow it to speak, it will speak. If we disallow it to speak, it will be disallowed. We're going to see that. Do you understand? Luke 4, verse 33 to 37. Once when he was in the synagogue, a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit, cried out, shouting, "Go away. Why are you interfering with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus reprimanded him, "Be quiet and come out of the man," he ordered. As the demon threw the man onto the floor, as the crowd watched, then he came out of him without hurting him further. What Jesus said, he said, "Be quiet, come out. Be quiet, come out." So it is the same way for us. We shouldn't allow sickness to speak in our body. Be quiet. Be quiet. Come out. Jesus commanded you. Do you know why Jesus commanded him? Because the devil, all he has to say is lies. The devil doesn't have any truth in him. Jesus does not allow him to speak. Because all he's going to say, right? He was going to be lies. Because the Bible says like, He doesn't have any lies. He doesn't have any truth in him. And he is a murderer. He is a murderer. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. So when you are claiming your pain, when you are claiming what all do you feel, you allow the devil to speak into your life. Sometimes we personalize it. My blood pressure, my allergies, or it's time, it's flu season, I have to take the shot. What does that mean? It is flu season, I have to take the shot. We personalize, we claim it. So meaning, we allow the devil to speak in our life. Right? Where is our faith? We need to act in the power of God. Right? We need to stretch our hands and to act in the power of God because we know in whom we believe. So therefore, what we have to say, allergies, be quiet. Autism, be quiet. Come out, be quiet. That should be our order. That should be what we should say in front of sickness. Amen. We need to activate our faith, so our faith, so we can release the power of God in us, because we have authority in Christ Jesus. The Bible says 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17. Now the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. Amen. So Jesus wants you and I to be free this morning. Jesus wants that. So the Lord again, like when I was writing down, for like all respect for our doctor, the power is in Jesus Christ. So when they call you and give you a bad report, which report do you believe? Exactly. It doesn't mean that you can't go to the doctor. Don't take it wrong. Of course, if you feel like your faith is not strong, you can go to the doctor. It is wise. But at the same time, anything they bring, anything they say, you know where you stand. Amen? You know where you stand, and you're not going to believe it because you have Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One day I was speaking to someone, and the person asked me if my son Joshua, allergic to something. I said, what? Allergic? No. He can eat everything God has created, because I don't allow any allergic in his body. He is my son. I have authority. God has blessed me with him, so therefore I have authority over him to speak what I want on his life. So when the person said that to me, no, he doesn't have any allergic. He can eat that God has created. That's why I'm saying that we have to renew our mind. The minute someone says something to you, you know how to respond. Without cursing, without like offending the person, but through the word of God and what you believe. Because Jesus is in me, so I have to reflect the life of Jesus. Amen? It's not only in the church, it's not only on Sunday, but everywhere we go, we have to show that we believe in Jesus. You don't have to speak, you don't have to preach and go out to the market. It is good to preach, right? But your behavior, the way you carry yourself, can preach for you. Right? The way you carry yourself, anywhere you go, can preach for you. I'm going to share with you quick a testimony that happened to me last year. I was pregnant like about 4 months, and then it wasn't very easy for me to stand up here today or this morning. The Lord has brought me very, very far, and all of us, we know that. So you know that when you are a baby, you are just like getting stronger in your faith, and the devil attack you to see where you stand. So the doctor called me and said to me that my son is going to have Down syndrome, and then what I'm going to do about it. Oh my God, I got angry with the doctor. I didn't like reply to him, but I just like didn't say anything, and I went to God. I said, Lord, it is not my portion. You have blessed me with a baby. I don't think so you're going to give me the ugliest thing. If I ask you for something, right, are you going to give me a shoe with a hole on it? No, I pray. I said, Lord, it is not my portion. Since then, the doctor asked us to do exams to see what we can do. We never done it. We have never done it because we believe, because we know that our child is perfect. Jesus is wonderful. The Bible says, like in John 14, verse 12, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. And also in Philippians 2, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So therefore, Down syndrome is not the portion of my baby. He has to bow in the mighty name of Jesus. He is so healthy. He is so energetic. Oh God. Sometimes saying, Lord, he is too much. Can you imagine if I said, okay, Dad, let's see what we can do. Let's see what we so let's show that, like, how, why we can use our authority in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1, verse 19 to 23. We're going to read quick. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now, He is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made Him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is His body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with Himself. That's why we can use our authority. The Bible says, like, the authority of Christ has made Him head over all things for the benefit of who? Of the church. And who is the church? You and I. So, and we said, like, the church is His body. So therefore, Jesus is the head. I am the body. Jesus is controlling me. Whatever Jesus says, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to submit unto. Amen? So, like, it is not like because we are arrogant or pride. We don't have any power. We are just human and human flesh and blood. But it is by the grace of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Because during the ministry of God, Jesus says to His disciple in Matthew 10, verse 1. And when He called them unto Him, His 12 disciples, He gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. So Jesus knew that His disciples couldn't do it by their own. He knew that. That's why He blessed them with power. He blessed them with power. But all the disciples received it, right? They received it by faith because they believed in Jesus. So it is our responsibility to ask God to open our eyes, right? So we can see and we can understand His word. And when God opens your eyes, you must keep it and act on it. You must keep it and act on it. And surely, because God is faithful, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. So we have so many testimonies today in our church, right? We don't need proof to show you that God is really working. We don't need that. Amen? So now we're going to see, like, how we have received healing through faith. I need time. How we have received healing through Christ. How we have received healing through Christ. The Bible says, like, in Ephesians 1, verse 3. In Ephesians 1, verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. So, healing, is it part of the spiritual blessing? So, therefore, God has blessed us already. We don't need to pray for healing. All we have to do is thank God because you have healed me. Amen? We don't have to look for a head. We don't have to look for a pastor to lay hands on us because we need. That's why we need to challenge our faith, right? We need to try Jesus. I said, Lord, I have to understand this faith thing. I have to have it. I do not understand it. You have to give it to me. I was hungry. And I just like listening to Pastor, listening to my spiritual mothers, listening to all my pastors, listening to all my aunties. And then today, that's why I can stand up here. Not because like God has used them, right, to bring something in my life. So that's why I'm here. And I feel like I am very bold because of Jesus Christ. I didn't have that before. The Lord ministers to me like, the table is ready, but His children are starving. I was starving. The table is ready, but His children are starving. So, the problem that the church is facing today, it is not because the word of God is not being preached. The Holy Spirit will do everything He can to bring the word of God and the whole world. Right? But, yeah, from the whole world. But it is the problem is in the understanding and the receiving. That's where is the problem. Because we refuse to listen, we refuse to be taught, and when we are not taught, what happens? We can't understand. And when you can't understand, your faith can't grow. Right? We have to sit down. We have to sit down to listen to the word of God. So, for in God, naturally, He will bring His wisdom in us because Jesus is there in us for that. So, therefore, what the Lord says, like you're gonna apply it day one and out. You apply it, you stand. The devil will come. You apply it, and your faith will grow. The Bible says that faith is like a mustard seed. It doesn't have to be a big apple. Like a mustard. Do you ever see what is a mustard seed? Very tiny, right? So that's all Jesus needs. That's all Jesus needs to work in you for your faith to rise. The first thing Jesus had done when He was on earth, He taught His disciples. After He finished to teach them, what happened? Faith rise, faith go. So that's why we need to sit down and listen. We need to sit down to teach, to receive from God. Matthew 4, verse 23-25, and Matthew 4, verse 23-25. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. He taught first, He preached the gospel, and then He healed. You cannot receive healing without knowing where it comes from. Yes, somebody can lay hands on you and receive it by grace, but you need to understand it for yourself. You need to stand up in your ground for yourself, right? So you can teach your children, so you can teach your next generation. Because Joshua is watching me and Sinani now, right? So we have to leave a legacy to see that my parents, they stayed up, they know and who they live. So therefore he will be like that. Amen. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. We're gonna come to that later. Let's read like he said, like faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. It is because one day that you hear someone, that's why you have faith today. The Bible says, like, Abraham's faith grew stronger. Abraham's faith grew stronger. Meaning there is a time he was really strong. But now, gradually, right, he grew stronger. Because the more you put the word of God in you, the more you will be bold. The more you will be bold. The more anything can move you. The more anything can move you. By the time for you to know that you're going to call someone to pray for you, you can do it for yourself. Because you know you have faith in Jesus. The Lord again ministered to me. This faith is not natural faith. It is spiritual faith. It is something different. We cannot produce it. Only Jesus can give it to us because it is a gift. Right? It is a gift. We cannot produce it because everybody, everyone has faith. If you come here, right, you know that you are coming this morning. You just took your car. You know you're going to drive. And then you come here. Did you ask your car, are you driving me today? Are you driving me this morning? No. You just took it and then you come. That's faith. But spiritual faith is something different. It's something only God can produce in you. It's something that Jesus gives by listening to his word. And if you don't have it, you can ask God for it. Because the Bible says, ask. Ask, you shall receive. If you are struggling, like me, like I used to struggle, ask God. He will give it to you. He will produce it in you. Why? Because the seed is already in our heart because of Jesus in us. Amen? And in Philippians 1 verse 6 says, I am sure of this. He will begin a good work in you, will bring it into completion at the day of Jesus Christ. He will do what? Complete it at the day of Jesus Christ. Because it is Jesus who is working in you, not us, not your understanding. Not because I understand it, that's why I'm standing here. No, it is only by Jesus. But all Jesus needs is what? Your faith. Just believe. Just believe. From, like mommy used to say, you're going to see your life from what? Glory to glory. Glory to glory. If you used to be a baby, you used to have one. One day you're going to have two. One day you're going to have 10. And then one day you're going to be like daddy, 60. And then you're going to be strong. Right? Hallelujah. The Lord ministered to me again, like, it is impossible to please God, right? Because we can see him. Therefore, the judge shall live by faith. The judge shall live by faith. So we remember the woman of issue of blood, right? It is her faith that she heard about Jesus, and then what did she do? She stretches her hand, right? She touched the hem of the garment of Jesus to receive healing. That's it. It is by faith. It wasn't by prayer. It wasn't by like 10 times fasting. It wasn't that. It is only by faith. The Lord again listened to me before, like, I share another testimony. A baby, like, for a woman, right? When the baby is, like, she's carrying a baby, one of the first senses of the baby who is fully developed is his hearing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is his hearing before sight. The more the baby hears the voice of his mom, the more he will recognize her. He will recognize the voice. You see what we see? Do you understand what I want to say, right? The more the baby hears the voice of her mom, what's going to happen later.
He will see.
What?
Hearing comes first. Hearing comes before sight. Do you get it?
So to conclude, like, today we just like share with you what God has done for us. He has deposited His power in us, who is Jesus Christ. So therefore, all He needs is our faith. All He needs is our faith. Because when Jesus died, right, He forgave our sin. He died for us. So for you and I, we can receive healing. Not only physical healing, but everything that does not have, like, that doesn't align with the Word of God. Amen? So I'm going to share with you, like, one last testimony before I leave. I started, but I did not finish it. Last year, I was pregnant. About like 8 months, something like that. And then I went down because of what the doctor said to me, that my son is gonna have Down syndrome. Me as like who is like asking God to help me to grow my faith in Him, I went down my testimony and I said, Lord, after Joshua came on this life, I'm gonna share my testimony. So, you know, that's why I'm saying that you need to act. You need to act. So I wrote down the testimony and I sent it to Daddy. But do you know what happened? Because, like, the devil could not take Joshua because I refused to do the exam. So he came to test my life. It was very hard for me during that time. After I gave birth to him, I had, like, my blood pressure went 92/100. I don't remember, but it was very high. And then I rushed to the hospital because they said to me that I had eclampsia. We know that what is eclampsia, right? A lot of water, a lot of salt in your body, so it was very tough. But I had peace in me. I had a great peace in me that I know that I won't die. I will see my child growing, and I will be here today in the mighty name of Jesus. I went to the hospital with peace with Jesus. They did all kind of things to help me, but I believe that the power was not in the doctors. God has used them. God has used them to restore my health. But the power was in Jesus. I heard one of the nurses saying that nobody who came in this position like that live. I said, really? But I was praying inside of me. Can you imagine, like, if I never heard the truth about Jesus? Can you imagine, like, if I never, like, stretched my hand, right, to use and to for God to release His power in me? But to God be the glory, He is faithful. He is what? Faithful.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.